Members of Congress have their plates full and their hands full when it comes to legislation that needs to be done in Washington. I'm Keith Lundberg with your Farm News Update. U.S. Congressman Adrian Smith in Nebraska talked to me about what's all going on in Washington, D.C. Plain and simple, he said it's a very busy time as members of Congress are back to work.
Well, we've got a lot of work to do. Certainly funding the government here by the end of the month is very important. You know, some of the fundamentals that we cannot disregard.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know there's a lot of talk about that. You and I were just chatting about the bills. I believe there's 12 bills in place that need to get worked on with that, 3 already completed. But, hey, it just shows that really doesn't matter what side of the aisle you're on. We need to get together here and kind of be unified and work together, correct?
That's exactly right. You know, I'm pleased that the president did list that the farm bill is among his priorities for this year, realizing we weren't able to put all of that into our tax bill earlier last year, but those that we did, I'm glad we got some of those important items in there, but there's still more to do there, whether it's dealing with Prop 12 for livestock producers or foreign land purchases or a permanent price support. There are things we need to wrap up for the farm bill.
And when we were in Nebraska talking back in Kearney, we talked about a lot of the different positives things going on. One bright, really shiny spot in the state of Nebraska has really been our value-added products. I bring that up because there's more talk about, for an example, ethanol, E15 products, as well as biofuels.
Yes, E15 can offer some price relief at the pump for consumers. Obviously, it's good for the overall corn sector of our ag economy.
Our value-added products have definitely been a bright spot. With your Farm News Update, I'm Keith Lundberg.